goals? Will you give me options based on my specific needs? Can I expect smart advice and guidance through all those options? How do you ensure my loan is in line with my objectives? Hey, these are things you need to know. What you'll find is that we have a lot of thought-provoking answers that address the critical issues you face today. Oh, and like any good interview candidate, we'll have some questions for you that may get you thinking about opportunities you haven't considered yet. So set up an interview with a Regions Business Banker today. Call 1-800-833-9776. That's 1-800-833-9776. Or visit regions.com/interview to get started. Regions Bank. Member FDIC. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply.
Hey, it's Martin Kilcoyne inviting you to join me and the Big 550 KTRS for opening day in downtown St. Louis. We're going to broadcast live from 360 Rooftop Bar, high atop the Hilton at the ballpark. Special broadcast includes a visit with the Cardinals GM John Mozeliak. Also talking it over with Bob Costas. It is the home opener, Cards and Brewers. Stop by before the game. Join us at 360 Rooftop Bar, Monday, April 13th. From noon until 3 for the Kilcoyne Show, we will see you there.
Let me tell you about Menino's Market in Cotterville. Beef tenderloin kebabs, chicken kebabs, ribeye steaks, bacon wrapped fillets for $6.29 each, and don't forget about the peppercorn sirloin steaks, just to mention a few of the items. Fresh produce, friendly people, Menino's Market in Cotterville. For catering, meninosmarket.com. That's M-A-N-N-I-N-O-S Market. meninosmarket.com on the corner of Highway N and Motherhead in Cotterville. meninosmarket.com.
This is Christine, recruiter for the VA healthcare system. We are seeking full-time medical technologists to provide pathology and laboratory services for our veterans at our local facility. The VA offers competitive benefits including pension, 401k, paid vacation, holidays, and sick leave. Serious candidates, please call me at 314-488-8252. Be a part of this winning team and honor our veterans. Call me, Christine, at 314-488-8252. The VA healthcare system, healthcare for heroes.
Listen each week to the Financial Safari with local retirement coach Jerry Means. Jerry says the best place to start when putting together a plan is to have the right definition of diversifying.
We have a lot of people come in. They do own small cap, mid cap, large cap, but they have all their money in stocks. And we think you should diversify among stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities. You know, it all boils down to the fact that all of the pieces of the financial puzzle need to fit together.
That's the Financial Safari, Sunday mornings at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Nestle Regional Globe Office North America Inc. has an opening for the position of Business Solutions Specialist, TPAMM, located in St. Louis, Missouri. Job duties for the position include participating in the customization of the company's existing processes and systems. This is a full-time position. To apply, send resumes by mail to Nestle USA Inc., Attention Mary Lou Simo, 800 North Brand Boulevard, Glendale, California, 91203. Reference job ID CA-JSG.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend, John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinstlouis.com. Like them on Facebook. That's bestrestaurantsinstlouis.com.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park? Renoco Coffee Can and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
What would your team, group, or club do with $10,000? Enter Baymont Inns and Suites Home Team Hospitality Contest by April 27th. Visit baymontinns.com/hometeamhospitality for more.
Step up to the plate and you could win $1 million. It's the $1 million Grand Slam at Argosy Casino Alton and Hollywood Casino St. Louis.
Wow, we're already out of time.
Yep, start the joke.
Is that all the commercials? So this guy goes into a bar. Oh, it's almost that time. It's not a bar joke today. It's a two old ladies joke. Two really old ladies.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on.
We're
full of check and we're full. chicks and boobs, tatas, cassavas, bazungas, all up in our friggin' faces.
So I don't think that's, I don't like that. That's sexist. I don't like it. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the April 8th edition of Finian's Playhouse, brought to you by Amini's in the Valley, in the under the Copper Dome, Chesterfield Valley. Amini's, a place like no other. That's our sponsor today. And you just cut the music and write the introductions, because we have no time. We're so late coming.
Yeah, let me
can
see
we do
what
that?
You do here. Oh, wait a little too far.
Okay, try it again. Okay.
Hey!
Yeah, that works out great. At the control board, it's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are, of course, financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are concerned about the future of your investments, right now is a great time to call Mark and Jason to get a fresh perspective. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
You know, I have a suggestion for the Mark and Jason thing. Do something like, and I just thought of this yesterday, and the first 100 callers, and then have a special for them.
Oh, great.
Oh, that's
I just came
idea.
Up with that. Yeah, I think it is.
I like that.
You might want to try that. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. Rat boy, we're running so late. I got time for you to say one word. You know what it is?
Jeez.
That's exactly what it is. Give it up, if you would, please, for Bruce Limpurst and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Bruce. Brought to you by Amini's. We have lived in the house we live in for 29 years this year. In fact, this month, it's 29 years. For 28 and a half of those years, we had the same light fixture hanging in the dining room above the dining room table. I have hated that fixture ever since we bought the house. I've hated it for 28 and a half years. And I say 28 and a half because about 5-6 months ago, we finally replaced it. And one of the reasons we hadn't replaced it, we never found anything we liked. I like chandeliers, like Las Vegas chandeliers, but that's kind of gaudy. You know, that's like if you walked in, Wayne Newton's house or something, they'd have a big crystal chandelier. But we found the fixture. You know where we found it? Amini's. Second floor, the Jaffe Lighting Collection. And it was one of those things where we're just walking through and we both just looked at it and didn't have to say anything. That's the fixture. That's the fixture that should be in our bedroom to get rid of that thing I've hated all this time. We have a pinball machine. We have actually four. The last one we got, that's right, Amini's. I have a shuffleboard table. It didn't come from there. I inherited it with the place. But if I bought one, I'd know where I'd go. I'd go to Amini's. Electronic dartboard. 2 years ago for Christmas, we gave our son one. $300. Not a cheap piece of crap like you buy at Target or some $89 electronic dartboard. No, it's a good one. $300. Amini's. Jukeboxes, area rugs, home theater furniture, pool tables, and then the big one, patio furniture. And right now, they are doing everything they can to thin the inventory out because they run through lots of patio furniture and they ship it all over the country. You'll see why when you go in and look at it. Do not go in shopping for patio furniture if you're looking for an entire layout for your patio for $1,500. This is not the place. But you want it to be something where you'd rather spend more time outside than inside. It's going to last. It's quality because they don't sell any junk. Then you need to go to Amini's. They're in Chesterfield Valley. Under the Copper Dome, you can't miss it. It looks like a UFO landed there or something. And when you go in it, you're going to be looking at a store like no other store in the St. Louis area. Amini's, A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com. We run in the business, it's called a promo. And we run these promos with Kelly Jackson. Was she on in the morning, I think?
Yes.
See, I did that like I don't know. Like I never listened. I did that to hurt his feelings.
You really did know, though?
No.
Oh.
But he's thinking, oh, he did that to make it seem like he never listens. The real kicker is I don't. So Kelly Jackson does these things, and they run on our show. They play a little bit of one. It sounds like she's in a bathroom stall. Play, and they always sound like this, all of them. Play this.
I'm Kelly Jackson. More rough weather is on tap for Thursday.
I hear that hollow. It's got that sound.
With
like
updates all morning long for Fox 2.
You can kill it.
No, they have a new studio.
Yeah, but it sounds like, isn't that that other studio?
Yeah, it's the new studio, but they
Well, that studio sounds like a bathroom
stall. They have a microphone in the bathroom stall.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you knew that.
Yeah, so she can go in there, take care of some business, and do a promo.
Well, I wish I had known that you knew that. I wouldn't have had our chief engineer go to all this trouble.
Yeah.
Because I mentioned it to Mike Breitenstein, and I said, how can we find out if she's in a bathroom stall? He says, I'll put an EBNE on it.
EBNE?
I said, what? He said, EBNE. I said, what's that? He said, that's an electronic background noise enhancer.
Oh.
And he did. And then I heard it with the enhancer, and sure enough, it's as clear as it can be. Oh. She's in a bathroom stall.
Oh,
so Dan's right. Here it is with the enhancer.
I'm Kelly Jackson. More rough weather is on tap for Thursday, so we'll get your day started on McGraw Live with updates all morning long from Fox 2. Plus, the Masters gets underway this weekend, and Golf World's Mike Johnson is there. Kathy Helbig has real estate tips, and the Scarecrow Joe Band is our entertainment starting at 8:30. It's McGraw Live. Join us for news, traffic, sports all morning long, starting at 6 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Well, that enhancer
Whoa.
Works.
Was that a unisex bathroom? Because that sounded like McGraw in the next stall.
Well, this new facility where he is, where he's, you know, I guess he wanted to be away from us. It's supposed to be state of the art, and I guess that's where we're headed. The whole unisex, one bathroom for everybody thing. Because either that was some. How should I put it? That was either the most manly woman I heard in that bathroom, or it was a man.
I think it was McGraw.
I think it was, you know what?
Yeah.
It sounded like him.
Yeah, it did.
So there you have it, folks. If you've listened to those and thought, well, it sounds like she's in the bathroom stall, she is. Now you know. And now you know, as Paul Harris likes to say, the rest of the story.
Oh, that was Paul Harvey that used to say that.
So you know the Indiana law, and they made a big deal out of it, and the governor had to change it and say, hey, this is not a reason or excuse to discriminate against gay people. Remember that? It's current news. Right, you don't watch the news. You know what I'm talking about, PM?
Yeah, the Memories Pizza. Yeah, no, I'm quite aware of this.
Yeah. All right, so here's the deal. It was a florist the particular focus was on that didn't want to have to go and do flowers for a gay wedding.
The Indiana one?
Yeah.
No, I think that was a different state one. The one that was...
Oh, then you're right. Similar thing.
Pizza.
Similar, right, right. The pizza in Indiana. Yes. And the other state was a florist. And the first thing I thought was, wait a second. Florists, most florists, or a lot of them, are run by gay people.
Yeah.
But I thought, okay, some of them aren't. And let's say you are a florist, and they go, hey, we'd like for you to come and do all the flowers for a gay wedding. And you're against gay marriage, and it really goes against... I thought, I don't know. It's still discrimination. And then somebody on one of the news networks on TV had a great analogy and said, what if you're a printer? You have a print shop. And the Westboro Baptist Church, that's those people that say soldiers die because there's homosexuality in the world. They want you to print their God Hates Fags signs. And they want you to thank God for dead soldiers. They want you to print those for them. I think that's a very good question. And my response is, no, I'm not going to print them.
Yep.
And then, interestingly, about a week ago, my son calls me. He works in a restaurant. He's in the restaurant business. He's in Lake of the Ozarks, and he says, Dad, the Westboro Baptist Church people are coming in here for lunch. And I said, are you kidding me? The haters, the homophobic, Jewish, black-hating moron. He said, yes. I don't know how many. We got a heads up. They're in town. They were picketing some church or school over in Camden County. And, of course, it had something to do with they thought they were condoning homosexuality. I don't know. These people are crazy. I remember the Fred Phelps passed away. He was the founder. But it's still his family and that handful of other nuts. And so I thought, well, that's an interesting question. He said, Dad, would you serve them? And I said, no, I wouldn't serve them. I said, but you do whatever you think is right, whatever you need to do to keep the peace. And if you, I said, it's not like you're catering the food to the site of their yelling, you know, God hates fags, but you're still feeding. And if I'm not mistaken, it used to be, and it still should be. I remember seeing signs in restaurants, we reserve the right to refuse service to anybody.
Yeah.
Well, I think you should have the right to refuse. If Mr. Phelps's group wants to come into your place of business and eat, I think you have every right to say, I'm sorry, you're not welcome here. We can't serve you. What's the worst that will happen?
I think you can say, I think you can do that. And then they refuse to leave, and then
you call the
police. And have them escorted.
But see, that's what they want, and that's the only reason I said that's what I do, but maybe not what you should do.
And,
because that's what they want.
Oh, and they would make a big stink out of it.
We're not leaving.
Because have you heard of any other restaurant saying, we weren't allowed to be served here. They told us to get out.
And I think they're doing it just to head off and not give them what they want. And what they want is confrontation. They want a controversy.
Yeah.
But I thought that was a good question. Let's see. And you know what? In the end, I don't know if they ever actually came in or not. I don't remember. We mentioned earlier, in case you missed it, Wedding Bliss for Barry Manilow. Now, this happened apparently last year, but it was just this morning that the story got out. And now it's on three or four different sources that Barry Manilow has married his longtime lover and manager, Gary Keefe. So, congratulations to those two crazy kids. Yeah, good for you, Mr. and Mr. Barry Manilow. This next, the next two stories are sort of related, and you'll see how, because they deal with genitalia, one male and one female. They're legitimate stories, and they're medical stories. There's a 17-year-old boy in Florida who has had what's called the world's first penis reduction surgery. Now, I thought there was penis reduction surgery, but apparently there's not really until this one. This is the first documented legitimate reduction. Check this out. His penis was, and boy, does this ring home true for me, too large for intercourse.
Wow.
According to an article in the Journal of Sexual Medicine, he was unable to play sports or wear most clothing without his wiener showing through the fabric. 17. I don't want to get too specific, but the circumference was 10 inches.
Oh, my God.
Which is about the size of a mayonnaise jar.
Good grief.
And it wasn't exactly short. So they went in and they did this. The other thing that was part of this was that because of the size of it, somehow or other, it caused him to have very long-lasting and very painful erections. Whew.
Mm.
If you could just have it without the painful part, just the long-lasting part. So they sliced along his circumcision scar, unwrapped the skin. This is painful to read this.
Yeah.
And then took out pieces of tissue from each side to kind of slim it down. He says he's happy with the new one. It is still very generous in size, but now more standard in appearance. And hopefully he'll be able to have, relations. Now, here's the other story, true story. This woman had a condition where she had a very narrow vagina. Folks, I hate to do a penis and then a vagina story back to back. That's not our show. But that's just the way the cards fell.
So these two could not get together.
Oh, no, they couldn't. Well, they could now because she's had surgery. Oh. She was very narrow. They replaced that vaginal area with a pig's intestine.
Whoa.
She had a form of scleroderma, and her opening constricted, and she couldn't. And the other guy, I remember, was too big, so now he's not too big anymore, and now she can have relations because she's the proud owner of a pig intestine vagina.
Man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
I'll tell you,
don't
medicine.
Knock it. Don't knock it till you try it,
yeah.
I guess. I could see
And I have to say, I've never tried pig intestine.
No, me neither.
Never tried that. Congratulations to Frank Rowland Jr. He's been elected as of yesterday, again, reelected to the office of mayor in Hillsborough. Let's give him a round of applause. Frank Rowland Jr.
Mayor.
There's only one problem. He died a month ago. He was just elected yesterday,
man.
And even dead, people chose him over anybody else running.
What does that say about the...
Yeah, about the other candidates.
Yes. Wow.
We'll take the dead guy.
Oh,
true
goodness.
Story. He was elected yesterday, and he died March 9th. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
So this was the Tomorrow. Tomorrow is, remember the 23-year-old guy who wanted to hear the Mick Jagger, Hugh Hefner joke?
Yes.
Tomorrow's Hefner's birthday. So we'll be doing that tomorrow. Another joke by request today. This is the one, this is two old ladies. Now you have to picture sort of weathered skin, a couple old chicks, the Florida retired type, real tan and leathered and spend a lot of time on the beach, a lot of time. Retired, they got plenty of time. And they're down in Florida, down in Clearwater, and they go down and take a dip in the ocean, and the one comes out, and her friend notices right away she's lighting up a cigarette. And they both smoke Camels, so they're really into cigarettes. Unfiltered, that's how tough they are. And her friend says, now how in the world, where did you get a cigarette? A dry cigarette? You just came out of the water with me. She said, well, here's my secret. And she showed her a condom. She said, I put a cigarette in a condom, kind of twist the end, put it down in my cleavage. I can go out in the water. As soon as I come out, I can have a cigarette because it's dry. It was in a condom. And the other old lady says, well, that is, actually, she said it this way. Well, that is a great idea. I could barely do it because of the stroke. So her friend goes into a drugstore. I forgot to mention, she's 92. And this young kid at the counter says, yes, ma'am, can I help you? And she says, I'd like to buy a condom. And he says, I'm sorry? And she said, a condom. I want to buy a condom. He said, ma'am, I mean, it's none of my business, but how old are you?
I'm 92.
He says, and you want a condom?
That's right, I do. And I'd appreciate it if you would just get it for me.
He says, all right, ma'am, I will. He says, what size? Can you give me an idea?
She says, no, I don't know. As long as it's big enough to fit a Camel.
Meep, meep. Hey, it is hump day after all. Here's Tim Weiland to look at traffic, Tim.
All right, we've got an incident on eastbound 270 right at 367. It looks like there may be lane blockage, but traffic is a solid jam now at West Florissant all the way through 367. Westbound 70, you're running slow between 170 past the airport to Lindbergh. Then things open up a little bit more, and you've got a good run out through St. Charles County. On westbound 364, you're slow from the Maryland Heights Expressway up through Highway 94. On southbound 170, you still have stop-and-go traffic from Olive down through Highway 40. On southbound 141, it looks like things are pretty heavy now from Big Bend down through Highway 44. And on westbound 40, Van Deventer through McCausland, it's slow again from Spady all the way out through Timberlake Manor. And this traffic report is brought to you by Ortho Deer Be Gone Repellent. Ortho Deer Be Gone, or Deer Be Gone Repellent keeps animals from destroying the plants in your garden. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Learn more about how Deer Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Getting you up to date as you head to work.
McGraw in the morning.
Some say he's just a legend.
On the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
How many of you are thinking about replacing your old deck or maybe even adding a new one to your home? Hi, everybody. McGraw Millhaven here for Outdoor Living, Inc. This weekend, it's the Deck Expo. Outdoor Living, Inc., they do it every year at I-44 and Big Bend. They're going to introduce you to over 2,000 square feet of decks, gazebos, and pergolas. Reps from all over the country will be there to answer all of your questions and to introduce you to the newest materials. Combine all of that with great design and free food, door prizes, and the Inside Out Show this Saturday from 11 to 1. You'll have a great opportunity to learn everything you need to know about your new deck. They also have fencing, outdoor grills, Trex patio furniture. It's all right there. Outdoor Living, Inc. Say hi to John and Jim from the Inside Out Show starting at 11 this Saturday. It's the Deck Expo at Outdoor Living on Holmes, right where I-44 and Big Bend merge. Call 966-3325 or check out their website, OutdoorLivingInc.com.
Have you looked up lately? Up at your gutters. Those things on your house that help protect your home from water damage that can lead to cracked foundations, flooded basements, or moldy interior walls. Once you let your gutters fill with leaves and other stuff, when it rains, it could be disaster. The gutter experts at AeroTech can clean, repair, or replace your gutter system so that it properly drains damaging water away from your home. They use a patented gutter vacuum system to remove all that stuff that naturally accumulates in your gutters. To put it in perspective, you have to cut the grass, you have to shovel snow, and you have to clean your gutters in order for them to function properly. Stay off of that ladder and let the gutter experts at AeroTech inspect your entire gutter system to make sure that it can handle whatever Mother Nature throws at it. So now, before another year of leaves can add to the stuff already in your gutters, call 314-842-9977 or go online at thegutterexperts.com. Thegutterexperts.com. Things are looking up at AeroTech, the gutter experts. It's spring. What do you want to grow? Well, as they say at St. Louis Composting, give compost a grow. Try an early infusion of all-natural, nutrient-rich compost to promote deep rooting and healthy plant growth in your lawn and garden. With locations in Missouri and Illinois, St. Louis Composting carries an array of STA-certified compost, mulch products, and soil blends available by the bag or truckload. Be sure to visit the newest location in Pacific Missouri or the location nearest you. St. Louis Composting is stocked and ready to meet all of your springtime gardening needs. Visit the location nearest you or order online at stlcompost.com. That's stlcompost.com. Or call them at 636-861-3344. St. Louis Composting, enriching the soil naturally since 1992.
Here's Steve Scallarin, founder and principal owner of St. Louis Home Retention Group, with an important message for all St. Louis area homeowners.
Hey, you know what? Nearly 40% of all St. Louis area households are either struggling to make their payments or are already behind on their mortgage payments. Our company here at St. Louis Home Retention Group is proud to say that we've helped thousands and thousands of families just like yours, which has earned us an A-plus rating at the Better Business Bureau. Whether you've experienced a job loss, divorce, reduction in income, unemployment, bankruptcy, that's right, I said bankruptcy, we offer a no-cost analysis of your mortgage situation with no obligation to you. So don't delay. Call us today so you, too, can become one of the thousands of families that are now able to relax and breathe easier due to the efforts of the St. Louis Home Retention Group.
Call the St. Louis Home Retention Group right now at 636-527-5121. That's 636-527-5121 or visit them online at stlouishomeretentiongroup.com.
The real estate market is heating up, and you need an expert in there helping you every step of the way. And that's where Kathy Helbig from the Kathy Helbig Group comes in. How hot is this market?
The market is hot right now for both sellers and buyers. Interest rates are low for buyers, and inventory is low for sellers, so it's a perfect market for both.
If a seller calls you up, can you help them with staging their home?
Absolutely. We ask sellers to call us way in advance so that we can come in and advise them on staging and trends so that we can get the most dollar for their home before they go on the market.
Your buyer's agents and your seller's agents are specialists, and they have and you have incorporated technology. Tell us about that.
We have. We offer client-issued iPads to use throughout the transaction so that we can do paperless with our clients. We can communicate through the iPads, and we also have all kinds of fun apps for them to search for homes, as well as decorating and other apps for in and around their house.
That's Kathy Helbig from the KathyHelbigGroup.com. 314-276-SOLD or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
The 2015 Thoroughbred racing season at Fairmont Park opens on March 24th. Join us for Horse Hookie Tuesday afternoons, post time at 1. It features the Coors Light Miller Lite Beach Party. And for the first time ever, Saturday afternoon live programs run from March 28th to April 25th. Kentucky Derby Day is May the 2nd. Be a part of our 90th anniversary meeting. The tradition continues. For more information, go to fairmontpark.com.
Get growing on the prettiest yard and garden you've ever had with colorful spring flowers and stylish yard and garden decor by attending the Garden Expo in O'Fallon, Missouri, Saturday, April 11th. Want to know the secret of keeping your garden blooming, veggies growing, and your lawn looking great all season long? Chat with the garden experts and find out how. The Garden Expo will be held from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. in O'Fallon's Fort Sumwalt Park. Admission and parking are free. For details, visit ofallon.mo.us.
Do you need to sell your home today, but it's in need of repairs? At the letter you name your home price.com, we will purchase your home as is.
No inspections, just name the price. If the price meets our investment criteria, we will purchase it. No negotiations, no hassle. Just visit younameyourhomeprice.com and make your best and final offer. We even have rental properties to help you get a fresh start. Presented by Corey Ellis Group, Berkshire Hathaway Select Properties.
Did you know it's your choice where you go for physical therapy? Empower yourself. Choose Universal Therapy Group. Universal Therapy in Chesterfield is located on Olive just west of 141 in the retail plaza next to Brunswick Bowling Alley and MacArthur's Bakery. Universal Therapy. Are you looking for a 9-hole golf course during lunch hour? Visit Berry Hill Golf Course in the city of Bridgeton. Call 314-731-7979. That's 314-731-7979 for Berry Hill Golf Course in Bridgeton.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Maybe Mike Evans, since he seems to be connected to the Hollywood crowd, maybe he can tell us why the story didn't break till this morning about Barry Manilow and his boyfriend getting married last year. Yeah. I mean, it's inside scoopage, maybe. Mike Evans is in Southern California, where all the stuff happens, and he's brought to you by Annie Guns. Annie Guns Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're not in Southern California. They're in Chesterfield Valley, on the east end of everything. Gift cards are always more than welcome from either one, Annie Guns or the Smokehouse. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Mike Evans.
Not yet. We're having an issue.
Yes. What's the problem?
He's in Dallas.
That's not an excuse.
Visiting his daughter. And
I was on the air when my daughter was born. I was on the air from the hospital.
I know. And I've been trying and trying and trying him. This is like the sixth phone call.
That's the kind of thing that get a lot of people let go. He works for me. I could fire him.
Yeah, unprofessionalism.
It's very unprofessional. He's always talking about, you're ruining my show. And you know what that is? That's professionalism.
I know.
This is not professional.
And it keeps going to voicemail.
Well, then forget him. We have time to talk. We could even take a call or two. The problem now with running for office, I think, is that if you have anything in your past or if you make any mistake at all, slip up, depending on whether or not they like you, the media, it's going to follow you forever. Dan Quayle, everything the guy did that was just a little bit off. Oh, my goodness. Did you see what Jeb Bush did? Jeb Bush. And, of course, somebody got a hold of this, and now they're taking it and running with it, making it look like Jeb Bush is an idiot. Yeah, he's the brother of the president. He's the brother of that other dumb guy, George W. Remember how dumb he was? And I don't know. This is one of those things that I guess you'd have a hard time explaining why you did it. He registered to vote in 2009 as Hispanic. He checked that he was Hispanic. He's not Hispanic. Now, I do see how you could do that. Because you weren't paying attention. Every time I buy a gun, I have to fill out these forms. And it says on there, are you, and I think the choices are you African-American? Are you Caucasian? Are you Hispanic? Are you, there are like six or eight of them. And I've almost checked the wrong one just because somebody distracted me and I wasn't paying attention. So I guess it could have been an accident. But you know what? It's going to be, that's going to follow him. Well, let's hear from our Hispanic. Oh, wait, that's right. You're not Hispanic, are you, Governor? You can't make any mistakes if you're running, unless you're Clinton. If you're Clinton, you get away with that. Anheuser-Busch needs to hire me. And if you're listening, hello, Anheuser-Busch. I don't know who runs the place, but I'm available for consultation. You have a new campaign, an advertising campaign, and your slogan is, let's grab a beer. Here's the problem with that. When you do that, you're selling beer. You should be selling Budweiser beer. And how about let's grab a Bud? How about that? Not just any beer. Let's grab a Bud. This would be like if Johnny Londoff decided to do a campaign going, hey, let's get a new car. And that's his slogan.
Yeah.
It didn't say get it here. So to Anheuser-Busch, I don't know what you pay your slogan marketing people, but for probably less, you could have me on retainer, and let's get rid of this, let's grab a beer, and make it, let's grab a Bud. Now, this is interesting. Let me talk to Kevin. Hello, Kevin, how are you?
I listen to you every day. You're the little sunshine in my afternoon, but you never let me down until today.
Oh, man. Uh-oh. Thank goodness we finally let you down. What did we do?
Oh, my God. You're talking about the young man that had to get a penis reduction.
Yes.
And I would have sworn you were going to say he got married.
Maybe he did. I don't know.
He's 17, right?
Yeah, 17. What are we missing here, Kevin?
What better way to get a penis reduction than to get married?
Oh, you know what he's saying? You know what he's saying? When you get married, it kind of dries up and shrivels up. Yeah. That deserves a round of applause.
It dies from lack of use.
Yeah.
Or, I see where he was going. You could do one of two things. You could have reduction surgery, or you just get married, because then you won't need it anyway.
Exactly.
There you go. Don't let it happen again.
Yeah, well, I hope it does, Kevin. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Pretty funny, except I didn't like it because once again it's making fun of marriage.
Yeah,
marriage is a sacred, wonderful thing.
Yes.
Sirius Satellite Radio, XM, whatever you want to call it, has announced that they have made a deal that will allow them to carry boxing on the radio now. I'm sitting here trying to imagine what does that sound like. A boxing match, and he hit it. Now, maybe if you can hear the punches, but I doubt that you can. So it's just some guy saying, and he jabbed, but he jabbed, but he missed. Oh, man, and he ducked back, he pulled back, he dropped down, he's against the rope. I don't know. I don't know that I want to hear.
Yeah.
I mean, of all the sports, we talk about visual sport. Boxing is a very visual sport. Racing, car, NASCAR. Dan, give me a race. Give me a racetrack thing. See, there you go. There's your radio broadcast. And then every, like, once or twice in the course of 3 hours, you go, ooh, somebody hit somebody. But boxing? I don't think so. The last bit of business, we'll get out of here. Somebody will be contacting Mr. Evans, giving him his. We have to give him notice. You know, like, you get three warnings. I think he has two. I'll check. But hopefully he'll be with us tomorrow.
And a piece of our mind.
Yeah. You said it, Dan.
Yeah.
I just got an email sitting here. I just checked my emails, and it was from, I believe, Kevin. I deleted it already, but he said, hey, thanks to all the hail, and apparently Baldwin. It's like God just decided to dump a big bucket of tennis balls.
No, there was a bunch.
Baseball-size hail.
And it was really isolated. It's just a few unlucky people got hit with this big hail. And so he says, man, he said, Schaefer Auto Body is covered up. And I, from the email I took it, his was one of the cars damaged. So I just wrote him back real quickly, and I said, hey, sorry it happened, but you are in good hands. I wish that other company hadn't taken that slogan. You're in good hands. So I can't use that. Schaefer, and he knew where to go. He knew the name, and I hope you do too. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, Schaefer Auto Body Centers. And I wonder if they train their people not to smile when hail comes. You know, because you know they got to be kind of happy about it.
Yeah, a little giddy.
Sort of like slick, slippery roads, black ice and stuff. They don't want anybody hurt. They just want you to know who they are. So when the time comes that you need a body shop, you know where to go. Your insurance company probably already knows. That's where they want it to go. And if they don't, they're pretty stupid. You might want a new insurance company. First thing you do is recommend to them. Not recommend, tell them this car is going to Schaefer. You have a right to do that, and you should. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. 8 locations, with the 8th one now in Illinois. Illinois waited for a long time for a Schaefer. Congratulations, now you have it. Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
Time for a final check on traffic. Here's Tim Wiley.
All right, Dan, they're still working with this incident on eastbound 270 at 367. Traffic jammed back from Washington Elizabeth all the way through 367. You're still slow on westbound 70 between 170 and Air Flight. We have southbound 170 getting better. It's just heavy now, the parkway down through Highway 40. Looks like 40 westbound also getting better. You're slow from Kings Highway through McCausland, a little bit heavy from Lindbergh out through 141, and then stop and go through Timberlake Manor, but a good run after that. Southbound 270, we have a little bit of slow traffic between Olive and Ladue, and then there is a crash on northbound 270 at Dorset. It is off on the right shoulder, just a bit of a slowdown, folks slowing to take a look. This traffic report is brought to you by AccountTemps. When your workload blooms this spring, turn to AccountTemps. AccountTemps can provide professional temporary accounting and financial support to nip burnout in the bud. Visit AccountTemps.com. AccountTemps, a Robert Half company. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
When you need to know.
It was early in the morning and it was dark.
When threatening weather strikes, for the most complete and accurate coverage, turn to your severe weather station.
We heard tons of wind ripping through, so we all gathered our stuff, went down in the basement with all the kids and everything as a precaution.
KTRS. When you need to know.
The Big 550.
It turned out it was important to do so.
Your official weather station, KTRS. Depend on it.
This is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank. I'm always hearing from business owners who just can't get the money they need to grow. It's time for funding to catch up to the 21st century. It's time for Cabbage. Fill out the application online and you'll get a decision in minutes and could have access to a line of credit of up to $100,000. No waiting, no hassle. Cabbage is the real deal, A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and twice a Forbes top 100 company. So go to cabbage.com. That's cabbage with a K, K-A-B-B-A-G-E, or call 888-CABBAGE.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Zillow Talk brought to you by Zillow. Discover thousands of homes for sale or rent on Zillow.com or on our mobile or tablet apps. Zillow, find your way home.
Does it make more sense to buy a home or to rent? There's still not an easy answer. Nationwide, if you're going to be in a home for more than 2 years, you should consider buying it. But there are huge regional differences. In places like Miami or Detroit, you break even in less than a year. New York City takes much longer.
It'll be home to 942 bursts of laughter, a 16-pound blackened turkey dinner, and the loudest burp on record. It will see its fair share of broken windows, broken bones, and broken hearts. But first, you have to find it. Start your home search at Zillow.com or on our family of apps. You can view millions of photos, browse historical pricing data, and even sign up for alerts when new homes hit the market. Zillow, find your way home.
St. Louis FC, here in your home for St. Louis FC. We had you covered this entire season. Join me and Bob Ramsey for Match Day Live from the Soccer Park in Fenton, including pre-match, post-match shows. The Big Sports Show will feature St. Louis FC coverage throughout the entire week, and everything you need to know, everything you want to know about St. Louis FC will provide you here on your home for St. Louis FC, the Big 550, KTRS.
Hi, this is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank. To succeed in business, you need to be nimble and strike at every opportunity. Access to funding is important, so you can make the right moves at the right time in order to grow your business. I work with so many small businesses, and I hear how hard it can be to get funding. The mountains of paperwork, the tax forms, the references, and waiting weeks for an answer. That's why there's Cabbage. Cabbage was created with the small business owner in mind. Just fill out a quick online application. You will get an instant decision and could have access to a line of credit of up to $100,000. You can draw any amount at any time, even from your mobile device. There are no fees to set up the line, and you pay nothing until you take a loan. Cabbage is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. It's provided funds to over 50,000 businesses and has been named one of Forbes' top 100 companies twice in a row. So visit Cabbage.com or call 888-CABBAGE. That's Cabbage with a K, K-A-B-B-A-G-E, the number one online provider of small business loans.
He's back.
Don't miss the Dennis George Show. Well, wait a minute, that's me, live and local, with all the happenings in and around St. Louis.
The Dennis George Show, Sundays from 9 till 11 p.m. Brought to you by thecoffeecartel.com on the Big 550 KTRS. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. Baldwin, Arnold, Town and Country, and the World.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
All right, now listen, call your friends and neighbors. Tomorrow's Thursday. It's Talent Day, our talent show, The Call. So you want to be a part of that. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. that you've got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, Dan.
All right, Dan.
Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Hail, high winds, and torrential rains leave behind damage and rising water. Live team coverage on Fox 2 News at 6 starts now.
Saw it only on Fox. Strong storms pounded the southern part of the viewing area today, and Fox 2 News had live team coverage in Washington and St. Francis counties as a potentially tornadic storm rolled east.
And in Potosi, the mine of Breton Creek that runs through the heart of town is flowing fast, nearly out of its banks. Bomberito Automotive Sky Fox was over the creek early this evening as we were showing you still video of that hail. But in the meantime, we're going to show you the damage of the storm left behind in just